enslaved. We see people that get so paranoid about certain things in life and totally enslaved in that fear. And they can't see, they can't rationalize anything else. They can't get out of it. It's like if somebody came and took a 2x4 and whopped them up the side of the head, they still would be caught up in this. It's almost a delusionary kind of a thing.
Well, fear is paralytic. And if you see, some people respond differently to fear. And I'm thinking about a former Marine that I know, and he said one of the things they taught us during basic training was to breathe. Keep breathing. And they would yell at us, keep breathing.
Keep breathing.
Don't freeze. I mean, if you freeze and you stop breathing, you begin to shut down your rational abilities. Yeah, I mean, you can't think through that. But the natural thing is to panic. It's to tighten up. Some people respond to great fear with upset stomach, with stomach cramps, with diarrhea, with headaches, with vomiting. I mean, all of those things will usher in. If you give in to that spirit of fear,
yes,
then you will respond physically in some kind of fearful reaction.
Yes, ulcers, a lot of physical things take place because we keep, not we, because some people keep fear enslaved. They're enslaved to it, and they keep fear as part of their identity. You cannot do that. Oh, precious listeners, you cannot allow fear to take up residence in your life. You just cannot allow that.
Now, remember this. As a Christian, it's not an option to stay there. You know, all of us can be frightened. We can be caught off guard, and that fear should only be temporary. Mm-hmm. We should get right back to our true identity in Jesus. And then we're reading a scripture here about Timothy in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 10. And the writer says, now if Timothy comes, see that he is with you without cause to be afraid, for he is doing the Lord's word as also I am. He's doing the Lord's work.
That's right. I love this verse, Darren, because he's encouraging those where Timothy is going to come to stay. I want you to make a secure dwelling place for him so he has no fear. He's not alarmed at anything. I want you to make his environment there with you secure and stable. And Darren, that's what God wants to do for us. And today in this message, we're going to talk about the main disguises of fear, but we're going to get into a life free from fear also. But we're going to go into some of the characteristics of fear and what it causes. Fear involves punishment, and that's one thing 1 John 4:18 talks about, Darren.
Well, I believe that. Matter of fact, I had it right here in front of me. There is no fear in love. That's 1 John 4:18. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
Yes.
Because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. There's another scripture that says God is love.
Yes.
So we need to be real close to God.
The one right before it.
You like that?
Yeah, God is love. Yes. And so we know that fear involves punishment, and we must be free from condemnation, from that expectation of, oh, I'm going to get punished for something I did. We must be free of that, and God's perfect love, that casts out that fear. Because you're right, God is love.
Well, I often quote a portion of the verse just previous, as he is, so are we in this world. Now, we won't know that unless we practice it, unless we confess it. And that's what we're telling you, folks. You've got to confess it with your mouth. I got a phone call from a man yesterday of his belly aching, and, oh, you know, this man's been through Bible school. And I was quite disgusted with him because I gave him a set of tapes, and I said, well, give me some scripture. And he's a brand new acquaintance. Give me some scripture. Well, I don't have any. I said, I'll give you a couple. Got a pencil. Oh, he said, I can find one. So I gave him a couple scriptures. One was Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away your confidence, for it has a great reward. For you have need of endurance. He wasn't enduring. He was chickening out. He was running away. For you have need of endurance. So when you've done the will of God, which is, by the way, to confess the word, you will receive what was promised.
Mm-hmm. Remember, he called you. So you can give him those verses.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. He's going to remember something else, and that's I gave him the scriptures, and he started bellyache again, and I hung up on him.
Oh, dear.
Because it doesn't do any good to stand there, and if somebody's going to butt you all over the place, but you don't know how bad it is, but you don't know what I've been through, but this, but that. And they give you the but scenario. That's not going to get you any place.
That's right, because Matthew 18:19 tells us that two must agree as touching anything on earth, and it shall be done for them. If he's not agreeing with you, and you're giving him the answer, then there is no other alternative, Darren, but to do what you did.
The thing that bothers me is he went to Christ for the Nations. It's one of the faith-filled Bible schools in our country.
Wow.
Now, here in verse 38 of Hebrews 10, but my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. You know, maybe I should have said that to him. You know, God finds no pleasure in you today because you're shrinking back. And I had a message one time in one of our Tuesday night sessions. I said, you know, I have a lot of friends that are shrinks. People looked at me strange, like, you mean you run around with psychologists and
psychiatrists?
Yeah. No. But a lot of you are shrinking back because of fear and because of timidity. You see, God does not respect it. I think God absolutely hates that.
Yes. And what does he say shrinking back will result in? I believe it's destruction.
Well, verse 39, the next one, but we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but those who have faith in preserving of the soul. Now, this is a tough message, and I know that. But, folks, we're not playing drop the hanky in a, you know, weekend Bible study somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't Bible school in the summertime where kids play little games. This is serious business. It is your life and it is mine. And it reminds me of Deuteronomy 32:47, where Moses, I'm sure he wasn't saying it in soft tones. You know, he didn't have a magnifier and he was having to speak to a lot of people. And he said, these are not idle words to you, for this is your life. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, wake up, pay attention, listen up. Get it straight, folks. Get it straight. And there were all kinds of nations around there wanting to wipe them out too, by the way.
Yes. Now, where does fear come from? Well, fear comes from several things, and one of them is you may come from a fearful family, like Darren was talking about just a little before this, and he was talking about coming through the generations. You can cut that off. You do not have to live with that. It can be a generational curse. Darren, I really get concerned about people that talk about, well, I have a generational curse, and I want to say, well, why don't you do something about it? A prayer can destroy that curse. A prayer can cut off that curse. A prayer of rebuking that generational curse will make it disappear. Why don't people do that?
But you don't want to know something, Barbara?
Why?
You can't pray that prayer with the right words and fear in your heart. You got to take it on and be absolutely congruent from your spirit to your mind to your body and be totally without fear and speak to that thing and cut it off with authority that God's given us.
All right, so if you cannot pray that prayer by yourself, find a strong,
Amen.
Fearless Christian that'll pray it with you. And the two of you agreeing on it will get rid of that curse. Don't live with it. Don't keep talking about my grandma was fearful and so I am. Don't keep talking about it. Do something about it right now.
You know, when
in Jesus' name.
I profile Barbara, which I frequently do and I have done over the years, and I've asked the Lord to help me. Many times in that profile, then what do I see? I see people with psoriasis of the scalp, and they're scratching their practically hair off. And I see them with all kinds of skin rashes, and I see them with all kinds of allergies, and I see them with all kinds of maladies in their bodies because that fear is breaking down the chemical composition in their body. It's breaking down their nervous system. And then we have MS, and then we have all kinds of debilitating diseases. What's the root of all of that? In many cases, I'm going to say over 90% of the cases, it's not something physiological, really, in cause. It's a root spirit of fear. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, what we're talking about here is these are life and death issues. If fear has been in your family, get rid of it. Get it out of there. You don't have to be a scaredy cat. You don't have to hide behind everything all the time, have 14 different kinds of insurance because you're so scared. Well, we're going to complete this message here on the other side of this tape, so we want you to advance it to the end, turn it over, and we'll go for it again.